B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. Woo-hoo. And I got to call out my coworker and my work wife, Loren.
For what?
You make us look bad. You don't check your emails.
You don't make us look bad.
You do, because remember how when the three of us were a thing with Roy and then the four of us with Nicole, and it was like if one person did something, it was the MRL show. It was always like the MRL show never does this. The MRL show never does that. Yeah. So they asked us to add like some private information.
I'm telling you,
security reasons.
I had already done it. I don't know why it didn't save. That's why I asked her.
An email came out yesterday, and you don't check your emails. And why are you choking yourself?
I'm not choking myself.
You have your hand around your neck. And you're just trying to choke yourself out so you don't have to hear this conversation. So an email came out.
I just want to like.
An email came out yesterday.
Pull Nelson myself.
From the head of our IT saying, hey, this is the last day. I need these back by close of business today. The following people still have not gotten me their information. And since Loren doesn't check her fucking emails, she doesn't know.
Nope.
So our boss comes in today and goes, hey, Loren, you give a shit about anything in the world? Like,
nope.
including the security of
I'm
the company?
I'm underwater right now. Quagmire, take a number.
So did you do it?
I did it, but I did it before. I'm telling you. And that's why I asked her, because it's on a spreadsheet, like a Google Docs, save, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Nicole, I was like, do I have to like press save anywhere or is it automatically update? Because I've done this before. So,
but you did it before is not an answer. The it's still blank. Like that's just a complaint.
I know it didn't save.
That's a complaint. I did it before. They still don't have the information.
Okay. Well, I just did it again.
All right,
so.
Good. And check your emails.
No.
How many times a day do you check your emails?
Zero. Once, like every 2 days.
Come on, check your work emails.
Well, this,
there's
we
endorsement
have a producer,
opportunities
so I
there.
Figured, listen, I figure if something like really important comes down, Nicole will email me or text me and be like, "Hey, did you see blah 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 blah?"
Okay, all right, fair enough. I mean, I check my email probably like 5 times after we're gone from here.
Mm-mm. You want me? Text me, DM me. I don't know.
On today's show, we talked about, we had our buddy Mackie sit in for us, and people love Mackie, by the way.
Yeah, Mackie's cool. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's in our sales department, but he's a 25-year-old. He is a graduate of App State, and people loved Mackie. A lot of people said if this was an audition today, he did a great job. I said not really an audition, maybe more of an audition. Like, he'll drop in every once in a while he can. And so... When Mackie was here, we started talking about phrases and things that you say wrong. Like, I could care less. Mm-hmm. It's not I could care less.
It's I couldn't care less.
And one of the ones that I forgot that I used to mispronounce, two of them actually, and I spelt it out on a text one time, but I was like telling somebody, I'm like, I don't have an outfit to wear, and I spelt it A-L-P-H-E-T.
Hmm. Okay.
Is that just stupid?
Yeah.
Because I had no idea that it was an outfit. I don't think I'd ever seen the word outfit written before. And in my head, it was an outfit.
Okay. But also, your spell check probably was so dumbfounded by it, it couldn't even pick it up because it was like, I don't know what the fuck this is supposed
this
to
is,
be.
This is the old Nokia.
Okay.
Brick phone thing. You know, like when you had to hit like 1-1-1-2-2-2 to get your text out. Yeah, this was before spell check. The other thing, this is going to make you laugh too, the other thing I didn't know until like the third grade is that it's not a soap opera with a B, it's a soap opera.
Yeah.
I thought it was a soap opera.
What is a bopera?
Don't know.
Okay.
Maybe a French word?
Maybe. Okay. All right.
I remember
you're young,
like,
I get it.
I remember like, I specifically remember we were out at recess and I was like, do you watch soap operas? They're like, what are you calling it? And I was like, a soap opera. They're like, it's not a bopera. It's an opera, you idiot. And I was like, oh.
You know what? I said color wrong for like the first, I don't know, 17 years of my life. I didn't even realize I was saying Keller, like Helen Keller.
Like the Keller Institute?
Yeah. When I was trying to say color.
Okay.
I couldn't hear the difference.
Somebody said people say fantastic instead of fantastic.
Who
I don't get
that.
I don't know. Adding TH to height, like height. Oh, I hate that. That's almost as annoying as Illinois.
So that's like a Pennsylvania thing, too. Like if somebody were to going to say the height of laziness, they would say the height of laziness.
And then we got a text message, Loren, from Jackie in Gastonia, who says, my husband says Sylvanir instead of souvenir with an L. Someone says they know somebody that says play it by year instead of play it by ear. That's weird.
Yeah.
For all intent and purposes.
Yeah, that one tripped me up today.
Let's see.
I really thought it was for all intensive purposes.
Ha, someone says all's I know.
These are like little quirky things that like my dad used to do.
Listen, all's I know is, and
my
I
dad
say,
would
that.
Say that. Yeah, or warsh instead of wash. I don't know if he really couldn't say it or not, but.
Let's see. People who use are in place of our. Like, and I do that sometimes. I realize that I do things.
You mean when you're
typing or? No, I think in like saying, like, in all our days. It's not in all our days. It's in all our days.
Yeah.
But there's something else, too. I was listening to the podcast one day, and I realized that I said something wrong. And I do it all the time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now I'll have to be like all ears for it.
I can't remember off the top of my
Nobody's
head.
Nobody's ever pointed it out to you. You just noticed it.
It's like it's something that I noticed, but I do it. It's the way I pronounce a word.
Okay.
And we Santa I use it Claus. Quite often. What's that?
It's not Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. That was the best. Let's see. Somebody said supposedly instead of supposedly.
Yeah, I hear
supposedly.
People say that.
I put a V in it. I'll say supposedly. That's what I'll say. When my husband is getting onto our children, he'll say, "You are the death. You are." He says, "Are you death?" Instead of "You are deaf." Are you death? And it's super annoying.
That's funny.
Are you death?
yes, and the Grim Reaper.
Somebody said that people say realtor wrong. My dad says chimney instead of chimney.
I think my dad did that too. These are like all things that I'm like.
Maybe I think your dad's alive and with a different family.
Right? He just deuced out on us. I was like, I'm sick of y'all asses.
All right, so there's one more thing that I wanted to mention before we get out of here. I didn't mention this on the air, but did you hear what I said off the air before? I said, a new study says there are 20 quadrillion ants.
I did hear you say this morning.
On Earth. That's 2.5 million ants per person. So each one of us has 2.5 million ants.
I wonder, like, if ants crawled all over you, how many ants it would take to cover your body?
Ooh, good question.
Right?
Researchers have made the most thorough assessment to date on the global population of ants, insects that have colonized almost everywhere on the planet, and the estimated total is a mind-blowing 20 quadrillion of them. They have thrived since the age of the dinosaurs, with the oldest known ant fossil dating back 100 million years to the Cretaceous period.
Where can they not survive, I wonder? In the Arctic, probably, right?
Yeah, they play a central role in almost every terrestrial ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought they were just annoying. They bite my wife. My wife gets bit all the time because she sits on the driveway and plays with the girls, like when she's doing art and stuff or chalk.
Mm-hmm.
How many species of ants do you think there are?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
1,000.
10.
10,000?
Well, actually, more than that. They think it could be between 10 and 12,000 known species of ants. That's how many different types of ants there are.
I just thought they were like
black, brown, or red in color.
That's how I would classify them. Like if somebody were to ask me how many kinds there are, I'd be like, there's three.
Yeah, red, brown, black. Ranging in size from about 1 millimeter to 3 centimeters long. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting little rap party tidbit for you. I did also hear somebody said if you take if you're in the woods hiking and you see an ant pile and then you see another one, you go back and you grab ants from the first pile and drop them onto the ants of the second pile, they'll start fighting.
Yeah, I mean, they're colonized, so I would think that one colony wouldn't want to be part of the other.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hashtag the more you know. Have a great day, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.